Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. I'd like to read a scripture, Psalms 13, 5 through 6. I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he has been so good to me. And yes, he has. He's been good to me and my children. And I thank him each and every day, but I can never thank him enough for his goodness and his mercy. Tonight's topic is something to live for. What do you have to live for? Answer that question in your mind. What do you have to live for? Do you live for your children? You live for your friends, your neighbors, church members? Or do you live for God? Well, God should be on the top of that list. And it should be followed by your children, your friends, family, or whatever way that you want to line those up. But we must live and be pleasing to God. scripture coming from John 14:19 says, "Before long the world will not see me anymore, but you see me because I live. You also will live." Many people harbor anxiety over an unknown future and become pessimistic and discouraged. We must therefore constantly remind ourselves that life is extremely precious, something that even the most despairing person realizes when his life is threatened. Threatened with some sort of disease, threatened with some sort of illness, some sort of threat that a family member, something is happening to. Even if the future seems bleak, you can be assured that your life and future are in God's hand. God is in control of every situation in which you find yourself. He knows your needs and will provide you through the abundance of life in Jesus Christ. As your faith grows stronger, as you start trusting Him more, you will begin to realize the joy of a life in Christ and how trustworthy God is. He is your rock. I know one thing, He is my rock, upon which you can build yourself life, because His grace is sufficient to get you through each day. As you go through this grieving process, He will be there with you. I know sometimes the storms, it's so heavy and so cloudy, but we must still continue to get through the storm. Just imagine if you were the family in Albany, Georgia. They had, I forgot how many tornadoes that hit through Albany, Georgia. But all of their homes were demolished. Just think how those people are feeling right now. Because you have a roof on your head, over your head. You have a warm place to stay. But those people's homes were ripped off from away from them. And most of them, well, majority of them, walked away, just only was able to get a bag full of personal items that meant to them. So through His Jesus' death and resurrection, Jesus not only gave you life, but also a reason to live. Now, those people on TV, they said they were thankful that they were alive and that their children, family was alive, even though that they didn't have anything. So through Jesus, His Holy Spirit, He provides you with the ability to live life to the fullest. Cease this life and live in it in the abundance of Jesus Christ, your Lord. We must always depend on Him regardless of how bad the situation looks. We also must think positive. Think positive. A scripture going into this particular message and topic, Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. While we recognize the importance of positive thinking, we should also remember that many who preach and practice it are always not Christian, even though they use the technique to achieve all kinds of personal goals. The doctrine of our Lord and Master Jesus Christ embraces positive thinking, but he reaches beyond thought to touch the hidden possibility of the spirit. When we face the reality of a situation in our lives, positive thinking can help to up to a point, but relationship with the living Christ can do so much more. Positive thinking can bring about only limited solutions. Real change comes when you move past thinking to unshakable trust of Christ's work in your life. He makes all things possible. Christ gives us the Holy Spirit, who enables us to conquer the forces that can weaken us intelligently and spiritually. Positive thinking, listen to this. Positive thinking, together with solid faith in the Almighty Christ, is a creative force that enables you to live as God intended you to live, in victory and with joy. Positive thinking together with solid faith. So, yes, you can think positive all the time, but you need solid faith in Jesus, which enables you to live in victory and with joy. Yes, it is very important to think positive, because if you think negative, negative things attract negative. If you wake up in the morning and said, I know my knees sometimes ache first thing in the morning, but I do not get up and say, oh, my knee, it's not going to never get better. It's hurting again. And just start thinking positive, and my back is aching me. Oh, I don't feel so good this morning. Oh, my, don't have enough money in my account to pay my bills. Or just so many different things that you can think of negative things. But it's important that you get up out of that bed and say, I'm going to get through this day in spite of how I feel. God is going to give me divine order in this day. When I get my test results, it's going to be a good result. But even if it comes back not what I wanted to hear, I know that God is able to help me to still get through each and every day. We have to turn those negatives into positive. So it is very important to think positive, but you also have to bring it together with faith. You have to have faith, and faith in the things that you have to get through and try to accomplish each and every day. Faith is so important to get you through these trying times. And Christ proves it to us. He proved it to us that he will be there for us, that he lives. Look, and he said, look at my hand and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see me. That's coming from Luke 24:39. Remove the living Christ from the Christian faith, and all that is left is a noble sounding physiologic stripped of all powers to change lives. Christ himself gives power, purpose, and meaning to each generation of believers. Because Christ rose from the dead and is alive, his teachings are not empty theories but powerful practice. Millions of people experience the power of his living presence in their lives and trust in his almighty strength to fill their lives with purpose and meaning. To partake of this power requires a simple act of childlike faith. Talking about faith again. Also believe with all your heart, your mind, soul, and being that Christ is alive and that when you surrender to him, he comes to live in you, and so that he can reveal himself through you in the world in which you live. As you live in the reality of knowledge of the resurrection, your life will take on a new dimension and excitement and strength that you can get through this time in your life. And you're not alone. He will send you resources, friends, and others to get you through this time. So don't give up. I went to a Bible study tonight. Our Bible study is on Tuesday night. We had such a great, we have a great teacher. And he taught tonight about being influenced by others. Also, during the time that you're going through situations, God gives you others. Yes, you become influenced by others who give you strength, give you encouragement to get through this time in your life. And also, you will build faith in getting through this time in your life as well. We must also meditate. Meditate and be quiet with God. Sit, be still, that scripture, be still and know that I am God. Be still and listen to him. Be quiet and meditate. And meditate on noble things. The scripture, Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Yes, meditate on noble things. Because we live in a world where the accepted norm are not the standard of God. Yes, it's not the norm, especially the president that we have today. Life, you would never think that we would, I guess, we never believed that we would have a black president and a black first lady. But now look what we got. So because we live in a world where the accepted norm are not the standard of God, it is tempting to set lower spiritual goals that conform to popular opinion. But when you no longer experience the joy and the strength of the indwelling Christ, it is required spiritual sensitivity. Appreciate the beauty of life. Begin by looking for the beauty and noble act of God in unexpected places. Simple ways sometimes. Sometimes you can get, when you're feeling bad, you can get a smile of a friend or of a stranger sometimes. The innocent of a child will come and say something nice to you. Hi, Grandma, Nana, I love you. I'll give you a hug. I'll give you that this little smile on their face. The success of someone who has struggled for a long time. Sometimes it is hard to receive those things. But sometimes when you get a simple smile from someone, that's encouragement. A word from someone that's encouraging. Sometimes you turn on the TV and you get some encouraging words from someone that is preaching, or a movie that someone said something encouraging. There's so many ways that you can be encouraged. One of the greatest gifts is when, through the grace of God, you develop the ability to distinguish between that which is base and offensive and that which is noble and beautiful. In choosing Christ, you open your life to beauty, not negative. What I was talking about, thinking positive, thinking beauty, nobility, and truth. Sometimes we are we miss our blessing, and we can be meet someone, and they say something to us, and we don't receive it. You are trying to get somewhere, and you're trying to figure out which way to go. But you're so upset and upset about the whole situation, you can't receive God's voice to go down this street, make this turn, take this direction, get this answer from whoever's talking to you, because your mind is so cloudy and you can't see your way through. So many times that God does come our way, but we can't see him or hear him. And we miss our blessing. But the first thing we would say that God wasn't there. Well, he was there. But he gave you, and sometimes he gives us so many different choices. But we still don't even accept any of them, because we need to meditate and think on positive things and noble things, so we will be able to receive God whenever he comes our way or sends a message to us. And also, allow others to help you. Sometimes we do not want people to help us. We want to stay in our we want to stay in that pity party moment, that dark place. We don't want to receive an answer from someone else. We don't want someone else to help us. But we must say, allow people to help us, and say yes sometimes, and not always saying no. I don't feel like it. No, no, maybe another time. But sometimes you're missing your blessing. So get up in the morning and ask God for divine order. Ask him to help you to be able to make the right decision. Help, if he sends a blessing your way, help you to be able to see and feel and hear and understand that that blessing is for you. And ask him not to let you to continue to miss those blessings that he's sending your way. And that is the end of the message for tonight. And I'm going to reemphasize. We have a lot to live for. We got to live for Jesus and also to do his will. And during that, it's important for us to think positive things, so we can know that Jesus, and think things positive, because we want to make sure that Jesus is there. You're thinking negative, you're not going to be able to pick up on what Jesus is trying to tell you. So it's so important that you think positive, so you can receive him whenever he's trying to speak to you. And also meditate. Meditate on noble things, on positive things, not negative things. We have a few announcements. I sent each person an email with three attachments, and that was a copy of what was our agenda this past Saturday at our meeting, also a flyer for our Valentine event on February 18th. That's a Saturday, from 4 to 6 p.m. We will have our Valentine extravaganza. I guess tongue-tied on some words sometimes. And I need a RSVP on that as soon as possible. The date on that flyer says January 30th. also attached to that is our calendar of events for 2017, things that we will do month by month, different activities. So if you have not received that by email, I can text some of the stuff, but sometimes other people can't always open it. So if you need for me to make a copy and send it to you in the mail, let me know. And that is pretty much all I have for tonight, the two announcements. Hopefully that Sheila will be coming on the air one of these Tuesdays soon and talk about tax break, different things that have changed about taxes, and also encourage you that she has been doing taxes for years, and also she does life insurance, annuity, and all those different things. So just be encouraged to know that you have someone with great experience, long experience of those things that you can ask questions if you're not interested in purchasing anything. But she will be on the air sometime soon in the next week or so, talking about giving you updates on the tax information. And hopefully I can get some more people for February to come on the air and talk to you guys about love. Not just, I know you're not without your spouse, but there's a very important love that we need to focus on as well. And that is all I have tonight. I hope that you will have a great week. Think about those things that it's important that you have something to live for. Think positive and also meditate on noble things. And knowing that God is always there, He's alive. He did not die. He died on the cross, but He rose again on the third day. Christ is alive, and He will be there for us until He comes again. Have a great week, and thank you so much for tuning in. Be blessed, and good night.
Now we're here, looking back Impossible.